This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that ball hit high into the air, deep right field. Osuna going back. He turns to look. It's gone. What a poke. Deep into the Kansas City bullpen for Yastrzemski, his second home run in as many games, give him 13 on the year, and we're tied at 2.
And the Rangers bullpen gets blown up. Matt Hicks with the call on your home for Texas Rangers baseball. They lose 5-2, and that's the second game of this series that they dropped. They're 7.5 back in the American League West, 6 games back in the wild card. This time it was Wynn and Milner going along with an offense that did nothing besides Corey Seager.
This is Jock. Maybe this is a little too out of left field, not to turn a pun, but how much worse does it have to get in the second half? Like, how much worse does this spiral have to get before there's Chris Young questions about, like, whether he's even back?
Well, he just got an extension.
I know. But, like, I mean, if you're talking about this is back-to-back years where you've flubbed the deadline, essentially, and you've spiraled into the second half of the season, and there's a lot of people who already feel like 23 was a large John Daniels construction.
Nah. I'm not based on the circumstance, I'm not getting rid of CY after this, because I'm also going to blame ownership for the tax.
Yeah, there's that.
What were you allowed? How many bats moved? We do have to actually look at reality and facts. Sandler went through the bats the other day. How many bats moved? Maybe you should have done something, you know, before the trade deadline. You should have done something last offseason versus have too much faith in this offense, but a lot of people were sitting here saying, oh, you know, the offense is going to be fine. But this season will be remembered for wasting the greatest starting pitching in franchise history and being a 500 team. That's the way it's going to be remembered, because your offense sucked. Get rid of Chris Young this soon for that, especially since I think he had financial restraints? No.
Then when they have money next year, is he on notice next year?
Maybe.
I feel like the patience is where it, I know it is for me, but I feel like other Rangers fans are starting to wear a little bit thin of just like, okay, what exactly are you responsible for that has led to the success?
How are you divvying up the championship team with John Daniels involved?
I think if you look at the vast majority of the players that were there for that core, it was John Daniels players and John Daniels acquisitions. There were a handful that Chris Young was part of, but the vast majority were John Daniels players.
Rangers are also skipping DeGrom's start today due to shoulder fatigue. He came back to Texas to see the doctor. The report is everything checked out well, more of a workload management situation. Right. The odds from Vegas and Bet Online. Give me the teams favored right now today to win the World Series.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Correct. They are the favorite at 7-2. Now you're going to start to struggle. Pepe, you're up next.
The New York Yankees.
No.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
No.
The Blue Jays.
No.
Damn it. The Padres.
Nope.
It's not the Astros, is it?
Nope.
The Phillies.
The Phillies are 13-2.
Nailed it.
Followed by Milwaukee, then San Diego. This is the first time I can remember, with all the odds that we do, the first four teams from the same league having all the odds to win, because they usually have to balance it out to have an American League team on the other side just in case, because these teams are going to knock each other out. So the top four teams to win it all reside in the National League. And since 2000, which makes us even crazier, 13 NL teams have won it, and that means 12 American League teams have won it. So it's been balanced. The next five teams are all American League teams. Led by Seattle.
Hell yes.
They're tied with Toronto. Then you get Detroit, the Armpit, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Mets, the Red Sox. The Red Sox are 20-1, and then the odds fall off a cliff to the Rangers at 66-1 to win everything, followed by Cleveland, who the Rangers have coming up next.
RJ would say that's great value, 66-1.
It's great value at 66-1, but not for the actual
$10
bet place.
How many of these great value, like, make you rich bets ever hit for Choppy anyway? They're always great value, but none of them ever hit. So,
speaking of Choppy, let's tap the keg.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
I always say this about mothers of newly drafted kids going on their podcasts, whether it's Zach Wilson, who was the corner whose mom?
Eli Apple.
Eli Apple's, but just shut up. Just stop making life more miserable and causing distractions for your child. I got to apply the same rule, FAF, to Archie Manning. Stop talking.
Yeah, hasn't Archie, like, overly controlled one generation? Like, isn't that enough? Does he need to get into the second generation?
Archie talked about, right, the Dallas Cowboys and his grandson, and then he came out the other day and made all the headlines, ruined everyone's tank plans, and said Arch is not coming out after this season, so forget about tanking for him. He'll be at Texas for the next 2 years.
Which Field Yates just put out a fresh mock draft for 2026, and Arch Manning is still the number one pick. So,
wouldn't it be hilarious if over the past 2 weeks an NFL team actually made some moves to lose and tank based upon Arch's announcement, and they're like, nah, we need to make sure we really stink. Like Indianapolis naming Daniel Jones as the starter, RG3 said, I'm convinced they're doing that just to tank for Arch, and then it gets reversed because...
Now we'll know why the Micah deal got done, if it gets done this week.
That's right, because Arch Manning was asked about what his grandfather said.
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. He texted me and apologized about that, but I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
Put up the phone, Archie. Stay away from the reporters. Stop talking about your grandson's plans. You're starting to mess these stories up a little bit too much. The funny thing that Arch did say is that Archie said he ends every single conversation, okay? Every time they have a phone call, Archie ends it with, get down or get out of bounds.
That's nice. A lot of people say, I love you.
Yeah.
Like if it's a family member.
That's his goodbye. Get down or get out of bounds.
Yeah, get down or get out of bounds or get the hell out of my family if you're not going to make it to the pros. That's, I guess, his whole thing. But Archie does not catch near enough heat to this day for everything that went down with Eli. And I don't know if I've ever told you this. This is probably where my deep-seated hatred of John Elway comes from, is the way he handled the draft process.
Mm.
I hate the idea of Elway, Eli, I'm just going to dictate where I'm going, screw the rules that everyone else has played. I hate the entitlement, and Archie is like the shining representation to me of just like, oh, I'm going to get it my way. I'm going to do my... I cannot stand Archie Manning.
You get to choose where you work. You could have gone to the freak and been unemployed.
Okay, well, I mean, if I was making $10 million or whatever, then I wouldn't be... Like, the job comparison clearly is not the same. It's not. And you will reach free agency at some point. The first 4 years, though, yeah, you kind of just get whatever job you get.
All right, Ohio State has named their quarterback to face the Texas Longhorns. Are you worried?
No, I mean, it's just good to know who's getting the loss on their ledger. I saw the ESPN analytics. They just threw up there 53% that Texas wins the game. So they're feeling good about him.
Really?
Sort of,
Ohio State's favored.
Yeah, but I mean, the ESPN FBI is a different thing. They look at other things like other things, I guess.
Ed Orgeron, the best voice in all of sports, went on Pardon My Take, and he was asked to talk about the one player, because he said he's starting to get the itch again. I think his payout from LSU actually just ran out.
I think Fish reported something like that.
And he said, I'm starting to get the itch again. And he was asked, who's the one player, I give you anyone in college football, who would you want to come back and coach?
All right, so going into this college football season, if you were coaching a team and I was like, hey, you get any player you want, what quarterback would you want to be coaching?
Archibald.
Yeah? He's the real deal?
No doubt.
What makes you say that?
You know, I had an opportunity to go to Texas and speak to the clinic, and I watched practice. Now, we knew Arch Manning as a young kid from Louisiana. He liked Joe Brady. We watched him. But I watched his practice, and I'll say this conservatively, okay? And Garrett, we recruited Garrett. Garrett's a great player. You know, he's kind of, you know, they got some great quarterbacks here. But Arch is as close to, or maybe as good as Joe, as I've seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I've never said that about anybody.
And Joe is Joe Burrow. Wow. So there he is.
It's
fueling up the Arch hype train.
It's great. It's a great endorsement. Ed Orgeron is also a defensive line coach, though. So, like, I mean, he doesn't even know good quarterbacks when he sees them. Like, I mean, Garrett Nussmeier is great, by the way. No disrespect to Garrett Nussmeier. Shout out Marcus High School. That's the dude. But, look, Arch, there's a ton that needs to be answered about him still. As a Texas fan who is going to see things through burnt orange all the time, I still will tell you there's a ton that Arch still has to answer this year. I hope he does it. I think he's going to do it, but there's still a ton that he needs to actually prove.
Nick Saban put an end to the speculation that he's coming back and coaching. His former quarterback, Greg McElroy, said, I got a pretty good source who said he's interested. Saban responded, I went and listened to the clip. It was said with kind of a laugh at the end because the headline did not read like it. He said, you know what? Greg McElroy played quarterback for us. And if he'd have done something like that when he was a player, he would have got his ass kicked. I don't even know what that really means, but that is Nick Saban saying, no, it is not true. It's really to Colin Cowherd, who tried to tie together Saban and Arch to the Cleveland Browns next year. But that is Nick Saban saying, no, I'm not coming back to coach at the age of 73.
Yeah, and
he said there's no opportunity that I know of right now that would entice me to go back to coaching. I did it for 50 years. I loved it, but it's another station of life now.
I swear, and I know, I think you disagreed with this, or maybe Chop did. I can't remember. I think if Saban returns to coaching, I could totally see it being he's one of these guys who just goes, I'm going to coach a high school team next year, where it's just a thing of like, those are still people that I can have an impact on, I can mold, and they'll listen to my discipline, and it's not as tainted as the college level. But he absolutely, you can tell he still has the itch to coach. He just doesn't want to under these terms. That's why he's become basically a lobbyist to change everything with NIL.
People, including Jake Rietma, are destroying the Michigan punishment. They're killing the NCAA.
What more did they need? $20 million, that's a lot of money, man.
Bob Stoops, Urban Meyer, the NCAA as an enforcement arm no longer exists. Stoops said they basically invited cheating with this little slap on the wrist penalty. $20 million in show causes to Jim Harbaugh, who is probably not coming back to coach college. Although you never know with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
The coach got like three games spread out over 2 years.
Yeah. They've got to pick and choose. You don't want to just totally destroy Michigan. That's a big program. That's one you rely on. I think... This is another example of, like, the NCAA is neutered. It's no longer what it was. Like, NIL killed it. Like NIL, the NCAA went from the most powerful authoritarian sports organization in existence. You were under their thumb, and they made sure you felt them. They just had nothing. That's why I have such a visceral reaction to somebody like Nick Saban and somebody like Dabo Swinney. And like, these guys are just like, let's go back. No, let's not go back. Let's not go back to the NCAA being essentially like flat out. They were an abusive organization and they can't do it anymore. So like, sorry, if there's some collateral damage, like a Michigan gets away with some things because the NCAA has been neutered. well worth it because they've ruined the careers of so many different athletes. They destroyed, almost destroyed Dez Bryant's career over some dumb stuff. They've destroyed so many people's careers over dumb stuff. And so I have no pity or no sympathy for them in any way.
College football kegger here on Sean and RJ. Choppy out in Michigan on vacation. We got Bobby, we got Peyton, we got Aiden, and we got you on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Is Micah Parsons Jerry Jones' chance for Herschel Walker 2.0? Back to the Cowboys Gambler documentary on Netflix, commercial-free with the Expressway after this. We are commercial-free. How many episodes in are you to Jerry Jones, the Gambler on Netflix? Let us know how many and what your thoughts are on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Sean Sharif and Bobby Belt with you. We got Peyton and Aiden on the, in the back. Hey, do what you want. All right, we recap episode one, with Jerry coming in, taking over, and getting Tom Landry out and all the backlash that came with that. We each watched the first two episodes. I actually watched like 5.5. I'll go home and just finish it.
You will.
I'd rather just go ahead and watch this over Ranger games.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I just put this on my computer with the Ranger game on mute in the background because the Rangers are just wearing me out.
Can I have a, I'm going to share what undoubtedly will be an unpopular take, because it's what I do.
From you?
Yep.
Shocking.
I'm not saying he was good. It was fascinating watching Skip Bayless talk as much as he did without firing off takes. Like, where he's just basically telling history or, like, giving, like, yeah, you know, the Dallas really felt like the people, the community felt like this. Well, where I was like, what is, okay, that is convinces me now you are a character. And you're because you were able to just, all right, this is Netflix, this is my thing, I'm going to button it up. Because the way he acted in that, like, if I had not known who Skip Bayless was, I would have just watched that and been like, oh, yeah, this is some historian who was there at the time and is just recounting what the climate was.
Yeah, so the old school media, by the way, I'm curious which old school media is really bitter that they got left out of that. I know a couple names I could think of, but the old school media that was included, you had Dale,
mm-hmm.
You had Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Who else locally? I'm trying to think.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I know later on somebody told me Goslin's in it.
You got Werder and Goose.
Which, yeah, they have to be in it because they were so big.
They were at the Orlando event.
They broke the Jimmy story.
Yeah. I think that was it. But there's no Sham in there.
Isn't? That's surprising.
I haven't seen Sham.
That's surprising.
His calls might be, but he's not sitting down talking about any interview. You also, because they're showing so much game footage too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not just going to be everyone's perspective. It's so much game footage.
I loved the rookie clip early on.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of unedited, mic'd up Michael Irvin as a rookie going, get those mother effers out of it. Where I was like, I didn't even know like NFL films would still have that stashed away, or if they like would even have a clean copy of that. Some of the footage they've gotten this so far is great. It's stuff I haven't seen from NFL films before.
It's probably stuff the Cowboys just kept.
Yeah, I mean, the like Jerry Jordan. Home, the Jerry Home videos like on the beach and stuff like that. And I had, you haven't gotten to episode 7 yet. So yeah. I haven't seen it either. I know that a big focus of that is Michael Irvin. Somebody with the Cowboys was telling me yesterday, they're like, wait till you see the home videos in episode 7, because those are insane.
And he's the only one that would come out and speak on the White House. But let's get to episode 2 with Herschel Walker and the moment that turned everything around. This guy, the third person stuff, I couldn't stop.
And he calls it out. He's like, yeah, I know I'm talking in third person, but I don't care. Herschel Walker does that or whatever. I was like, yeah, dude, this is not 1988. You are not Herschel Walker anymore.
Yes. Michael Jordan would sometimes go as third person. I'm trying to think who else goes third person this much.
It's not there. I don't know. I don't know that I would find it acceptable from a single human, like not even Michael Jordan. I don't know that I would ever find third person acceptable from a single human being that's not in a comedy format. Like you're clearly just doing a bit of. Yeah, you know, the one person who I might take it as, like, not even legitimate, but just like, yeah, that tracks this old Prince. If Prince would refer to himself as Prince, I would get that a little bit.
And Troy Aikman was inspired by Herschel Walker early on.
Yeah, he talked about that. They were talking about what just a massive impact Herschel Walker was on football in the 80s. And he was. He was a superstar. And Aikman had said that he started writing poetry in high school because he read a Sports Illustrated piece where Herschel Walker talked about writing poetry as like one of his cathartic things. That was funny. They were like, you got the poems? And he gave a smirk and it was like, they were not very good, but he didn't say no. I think he still has them. I think he still has a few of those poems saved somewhere.
And then it was just funny watching Donald Trump back in the day praise Herschel Walker. Everyone's like, this is the best player in the league. He's definitely the best player on the Cowboys. And then you know politically what happened with Herschel Walker and Trump down the line. But the point is, he was a beast. He was their number one asset, not even close. And then Jerry, Jimmy, they still fight about it today. They came up with the idea to execute and pull off brilliance.
Herschel Walker to Minnesota for 5 players.
No one had ever even heard of these guys.
Who in the hell does he think he is?
The devil has come to Dallas in the form of Jerry Jones.
Ultimately, we were optimistic because we had an ace up our sleeve. Now, the thing people didn't realize about the Herschel trade, there was actually a catch. If we cut 5 players, then Minnesota would have to give us 5 picks, one for every player. Mike Lynn, who was the general manager, conjured up this idea that since we were losing so many games, he thought we would fall in love with the player and want to take the player rather than the picks. I called Mike Lynn up. I said, Mike, we're going to release the players. And he said, I don't believe you'll do it. We did it, and we got the picks.
That's amazing. So Minnesota never considered, never thought that desperate Dallas would cut the players and get all the picks, and that's exactly what they did, starting off with the Emmett draft, which they traded up for from, I think it was 22 to 17.
Yeah, and there's some of this that's, it's not, it's either, I guess we're getting a different side of it, or they're leaving out some details. That's the one hesitation I have on some things. I was talking about this with somebody yesterday. They didn't cover at all the Steve Walsh, Troy Aikman tension, which was a little odd. And in the Herschel thing, there's been a very famous story that's gone around for years about how that idea was even conceived, which is Jimmy Johnson used to jog around MacArthur in Irvine with his coaches, and one day they're in the middle of the jog, and he basically just stops. He goes, guys, we suck. We got to do something.
Yeah, that is included in this.
That in this story? I didn't hear it in the second episode. So,
no, it's in the later one.
Oh, okay.
It just goes back to like their ego fight.
Of who gets credit or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's the whole thing of...
And just, then Jerry said it came from, I think, Tex or Bum, one of the two. When he was taking over the team, they said, you know, Herschel really is our best player. You may want to consider trading him.
Herschel was, if you look at the first 3 years going into 89.
His numbers are actually not as good as I thought.
So like throughout his career, no, but if you look at as like
throughout his career, no, like, you know, no, kind of the only thing that matters.
The first 3 years, they went 3-13. He was fifth in the MVP voting in 88. So if you look at what his, for instance, nowadays, 17 games, because he had some injuries in 87 and there was a strike that year for a portion of it. His 17 game averages, his first 3 years in the league were 2000 yards from scrimmage and 12 touchdowns. Like he was a dynamic receiving, running threat, and was a freak athlete. I mean, everybody, I think, remembers who lived through that era at all, remembers like what Herschel Walker as a college football player was and what Herschel Walker's reputation was. But I mean, like, yeah, you were talking about an awful football team that said, let's get rid of our only player that anybody thinks is any good. That is, and this is on the heels of just months after everybody wants to run you out of town for everything that you did. It's, I obviously wasn't
all-time
alive for
balls
it.
Balls and brilliance.
I wasn't alive for it. I wonder how much intensity peaked there of just from Herschel to Landry, how similar it was to Nico. Like in the Luka move. Like was the hatred that intense?
Yes.
And did he rebound from it? And I mean, we know he rebounded from it. And so if he rebounded from it, like, I mean, I guess that gives Nico some hope of like, well, it wasn't as bad as that.
Well, the problem with the Nico thing is there's no surprise element to the trade that could catch us all off guard. No one knew at the time. No one was thinking of five players being cut and then five picks being used like that.
Yeah.
And we know this is about Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they were like, do you want some extra picks? He's like, no.
Yeah.
You can keep that extra first round pick. Right. I don't want it.
Yes. All right. So this is episode 2. They go back and forth with lifestyle and family and record. Jimmy Johnson divorced after the age. He was divorced after 26. He basically was like, I'm living in this facility 26 years.
Yeah, 26 years.
26 years. And he's like, no, it's about to be all football for me. So
that was,
I'm married to the football team.
The way they said it, the sacrifice that they clearly, whatever they want to say about their credit and everything else, the clear sacrifices that both Jerry and Jimmy made in personal lives to get this thing going are like, I mean, the way that's told, it doesn't sound like Jimmy fell out of love or Jimmy. It was literally just, I have to focus on this. You have to go.
Yeah.
And
it was
like,
cold. Jimmy Johnson,
gosh.
The cold-blooded a-hole assassin.
Yeah. 100%.
And the asthma field thing actually like made me angry. We were talking about what would happen today. Jimmy Johnson would be banned from sports.
The league would suspend him while they investigated. Like they'd be like, oh, you're on an exempt list while we check this out.
The guys on the ground, I have asthma. I don't care that you have asthma. Get off the field. Then he went to the reporters afterwards. The transparency with the press back then, that's what I was jealous of. With these guys just going out and just insulting each other.
Just like anything.
Back and forth. And he's, I don't care. I don't want to hear asthma field. Get the job done. He said that with a media gathering. You'd be banned from all sports. Be gone. So then 7-9 season, bad offense. Emmett said it was just too complicated. And then they bring in Norv for the balance and to relate to these guys. One of the things that did catch me off guard was the Steve Berline run. Because like you, I was just waiting for Troy Aikman, Steve Walsh. I was waiting for that drama. I have forgotten and not realized that Steve Berline caught fire with them. Troy's hurt in the Washington game. They're actually winning the game. That's the measuring stick. The Redskins at the time, they're the measuring stick in the East. Troy gets hurt, and then Steve Berline comes in, wins five straight. They go to the playoffs.
Yeah, and it was...
And there's a Dak-Romo comparison there where they go on a roll, Troy's ready and healthy, and Jimmy, according to Troy, says, you're playing the playoff game. You're coming back for the postseason. I'm just resting you one extra week. When Troy said he's actually ready to go that week, and maybe even the week before, and then the headlines come out that Steve Berline is starting, and that's very Dak-Romo-esque.
Yeah, 100%. And now, see, this was final five games of the season, six games of the season, something like that, is when Berline came in. And if you actually look at it, they were winning games. He wasn't playing great necessarily in a lot of these games. Like the last game of the season, I was just trying to pull up the stats because I remember he didn't. So the last two games of the season.
You're talking about Berline?
Yeah, last two games of the season, they beat Philly. He went 9 of 31 for 145 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. Last game of the season against Atlanta, they win 31-27. He goes 18 for 35, 228, a touchdown, and two picks. So it's not like he had played great. But you remember that was also the discussion about Dak and Romo, too, was about people were like, well, Romo's better right now. And they're like, it doesn't matter. The team plays better with him. And the team, they felt like at the time, and Jimmy, still no apologies about it, is like, yeah, I'm not sorry, but I played who I thought was better.
And Jimmy, well, also the master psychologist, Jimmy, Troy said Jimmy misread my burning desire to win. Troy was not fiery enough for Jimmy. Berline was. Berline was that loud outward leader, the emotion, the rage. And Troy was more quiet, walk into a room, may not even look at you, may not even talk to you, but it didn't mean he wanted to win any less. RJ would love that because he was always picking at leadership and the study of it. And he's like, just because I'm not in there announcing I'm the leader doesn't mean I'm not a leader. And that was Jimmy's problem with Aikman, according to Troy.
I thought it was really, really interesting to hear him talk about his dad, Aikman, and saying that, like, from the time I was 6 years old, he treated me like an adult. He's like there was just a certain way. He was very stoic, and he was tough. He was hard on me and everything. And, like, you see where a lot of... Because I think we all have that opinion of Aikman, that Aikman's kind of a stoic individual. And, like, it was the first time I've heard him kind of, like, give some context that says, like, all right, this is where it came from. Is clearly his dad was a certain way and treated him a certain way where he was like, I wasn't really ever treated like a kid. I was always... No, you're an adult, whether you're a kid or not.
So they beat Chicago. I think Chris Farley was on the field as one of the Ditkas giving the hype speech. Mm-hmm. They lose at Detroit. Troy's thrown in for garbage time, and he tells his agent after that, I want out. Jerry has to step in and tell Jimmy, hey now, just so you know, Aikman's the guy, okay? Let's just refresh and reset this in the offseason. We're not going to have any of this drama. Aikman is the guy. So that's... A little recap of episode 2 with The Gambler, Jerry Jones, Netflix. I thought the most important soundbite of the first two episodes was Aikman talking about Jimmy always, you know, kicked them even though they were winning. And he's getting more intense and getting more aggravated. And they're like, dude, right? The plane story. You're not eating after this loss to Washington, even though they're having a fantastic season. Well, Troy describes the scene in the locker room. Jimmy's finally about to give them their flowers after the regular season. Finally about to give them their praise. And this sounded like the beginning of Jerry and Jimmy's relationship fraying.
When the season finally ended, Jimmy walks into the locker room to talk to the team. We just had our best season, and he's starting into this speech about having won the division and the postseason, and he was giving us that moment that we had never gotten. And that moment was about to happen. And then the door to the locker room opened up, and he stops and turns around, and it was Jerry and a few of his friends. And Jimmy just stopped and said congratulations and went to his locker, and it was over. And so we didn't get that moment that we thought we deserved.
Yeah, Jimmy closed down his AOL email and just said, I'm out of here.
This is
That right there, that was my first whoa. That's the one soundbite we need for today's show.
That is, boy, that's all the ammo you probably need out of this documentary if you're somebody who thinks Jerry's the problem with this team. Like, if you listen to that, then you go like, see, look, it's that. Like, he can't even let them have their moment. He took that from the team. Like, that's what you'd say. My first reaction to that was, yeah, it's okay. Was that the time and place to maybe bring people in there? Probably not. As the players, the way that's described there from Aikman, that almost sounds like that was their, I'm proud of you, son. Yeah. Like at 18, like pat on the back, like, oh my gosh, my dad finally told me he loves me or something like that.
Yep.
And they didn't get it. But the longer I thought about it and sat there and kind of thought about the context of what happened, I'm like, how Jimmy knows they want it. Like that the players want this pat on the back. How petty is it to me that like Jerry walks in and he can't just like
finish
giving the guys that? It's almost like he's looking for the bailout, or it's just like, to be honest, you know what? It's me with the wings when we were in Oxnard last year.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where are the wings? And you're like, I was waiting for somebody to say something. And you went, we're about to go eat. And I went, fine, here, take my wings. And he threw the wings. That's what Jimmy did.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll go to my locker. And it's like, finish the thought. And I don't know if we're going to play it here now, but like, I mean, Troy continues to talk about the growth of their relationship. It sounds like
we're going to talk about the aquarium as final clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so in that, we're going to hear in this clip then that it sounds like there were some players though who did fault Jimmy in that instance for not just finishing the thought. That there were people upset by it.
Let me actually finish my thought. That was the tease. So I just reminded myself of it, and I'm seeing Cowboys on television like normal. I wonder, I'm like, you obviously can't rip someone off to that degree, I don't think, anymore. You're not going to surprise anyone because now the equity is the draft picks. I just wonder if Micah Parsons maybe being dealt after the divorce that Adam Schefter is now talking about nonstop. I just wonder if you sit down, you rehash all this, You talk about it all over again. You watch it, and you're like, let's get some depth. I just wonder if this could be his Herschel 2.0, although obviously not to that degree. Although you'll get, I don't know how many. Where did their five picks end up? I need to go back and see that.
No, they cleaned up a lot of them. So that was
like
one of
how many firsts?
So if you look at the fact that, so it was a ton of, they had a ton of firsts. Some of them were second round picks. And they even ended up swinging deals because some of the, like one of the guys that was cut was Isaac Holt. And that got them a pick, but they liked Isaac Holt and they wanted to keep him. And so they ended up having to, like, they still swindled them. They called Minnesota back and, like, somehow swung a deal to be able to keep Isaac Holt and still get the pick.
There was $2 million involved in that as well, I wrote down.
Yeah, the Cowboys sent $2 million. That's why at the time the deal looked even worse to people. They're like, you're also throwing them $2 million? What are you doing?
Yes. Traded for five nobodies and $2 million.
Yeah, and that's the thing that when you look at the way they swung that deal, it was so far advanced ahead of what everybody else was doing at the time.
Here it is. First, second, and sixth in 1990. First and second in 91. First, second, and third in 92.
Yeah, and so it was basically with the triggers with the different guys that would end up, like which picks you get. And a lot of times they were wheeling and dealing. So what they would do is they would take those picks sometimes and they would package them to trade up or they'd move. So they didn't even use all those picks all the time. Emmett, Darren Woodson, and Russell Maryland were all part of it. Like those were what you got back with those picks. And so, I mean, that it's something where, you know, fortune favors the bold, Sean.
So I just wonder, I'm like, all right, rehashing all this and saying, hey, we traded a star because no one, the Cowboys don't trade stars. They don't get rid of superstars. So I was just like, oh, I wonder if going down memory lane, bringing up some of those big blockbuster trade feelings.
It could.
I'm reaching with that.
No, I will say this. It's not the, I don't know about Jerry. It's not the first time it's crossed somebody's mind over there that they've thought, what would he get back? And would it, like, I mean, that's why we've heard this chatter before about they've questioned it. I'm just like, man, that's a lot of money to pay. And man, we were waiting for him to mature a little bit. And maybe it'd just be worth it to go get a bunch of stuff for him. Like, yeah. Like there were people that thought that, but it is obviously a big gamble. I mean, this one specifically, again, I don't know if they touch on it later in the series. They didn't in this episode, but like the story's been out there that Dave Wannstedt after the trade, like told Jimmy, like, hey, you're going to need to show me. I'm going to have a job wherever you land after we get fired. Cause we're getting fired for this.
And then final clip, we talked about the relationship being strained after Aikman got replaced by Burline. This is how it came back together over a love of fish.
The next night we had our Christmas party and the guy said they're not going. And I said, well, I've got to go. I mean, I'm the quarterback. I have to go. I showed up. There wasn't anyone there. Jimmy and I were talking and I told him, I said, players aren't happy. And one conversation led to another. We started talking about aquariums. And I said, you know, I always thought about getting an aquarium.
I had three or four in my home in Dallas. It's really a peaceful thing, seeing the fish and then seeing the predators too, you know, fish eating other fish. It was an outlet for me.
And then he says, hey, what do you say we go get you an aquarium after practice? So I said, okay. So we did. And the next thing you know, he came, put it together in my house.
So it just kind of helped build a relationship talking about things other than football.
After that, he'd come over with a six-pack of Heineken, and the aquarium was in my master bedroom. And I had a chair in there. He'd just go plop down in that chair and drink his Heinekens and watch the fish. It was the beginning of a new chapter for us.
Amazing. First off, just relaxing watching these predators eat the other ones. It's just, just calms my soul watching the destruction and annihilation of the other fish. And then are you telling me that Jimmy Johnson walked in Troy's house with the six pack, said, what's up, eight? Walked past him to the bedroom and sat by himself in Troy's room with a chair looking at the aquarium? Are you telling me that is what I'm seeing there? Or are there two, is it a little bench seating? We have a recliner for Aikman in the bedroom, but Jimmy would just go in there and watch the fish with his Heineken.
Yeah, look, whatever it takes to bond. And the thing that stood out to me about that, and we have always known they had some tension, but that was the end of 92 when that happened. So you're talking about Jimmy was here for 5 years. Four of the 5 years he had a not great relationship with Aikman. And it's something where then in the fifth year, we see Aikman crying when Jimmy's going into the Hall of Fame. Aikman has told the story before that he knew that near the end of the 93 season, when he was looking at his own contract, that he had asked something to Jimmy about, like, hey, I want to know that you're going to be here, or talked about something like that. And Jimmy had said something like, I don't know that I'm going to be here. I would not make my plans based on this. And that Aikman at that point had gotten to the point where he mattered so much to him, where it's like, I kind of am going to make my contract decision based on if you're going to be with me. And it's wild to just think about 80% of the time they were together, it was tense or wasn't good necessarily. And then it strengthened over time to where now they're as close as they are.
In watching this, because they both united over the common goal, Jimmy was like, okay, he does care. In watching this, you can see, and I don't even know if there's another guy as close, why Jimmy and Belichick are so tight. There's so much Belichick in Jimmy. Ruthless. Does not care what you've done for him. It's all about the W. I don't care about your feelings. Jimmy has a cold-blooded ass clip in this that I'm going to have to find, where he goes, a lot of people, you know, they think it's a hard conversation and really, really awkward when you cut someone. Not for me. And I was like, damn, this guy's a ruthless tyrant. And that's Belichick. And that's why they hang out on Jimmy's boat all the time. So
did. Jordan Hudson ruined that.
That's right.
Jimmy would have never let Jordan Hudson get in the way.
So in terms of being revolutionary, cutthroat, managing your cap, looking at all those things, I don't even think Parcells was as similar to Belichick as Jimmy in rewatching all this.
Yeah, and I mean, man, Jimmy's such a unique case. So I remember talking with Goose Goslin about this.
Well,
10 years ago or something.
You talking about their special teams?
No. We were talking about why the Cowboys had the success they did early on. And he had said, like, it was just, they were in such a unique position because Jimmy was the top recruiter basically in the country at the time, knew all the ins and outs of all these different guys, and had this head start to where for the next 4 to 5 years, I know all these players who are coming out, and I know exactly who they are, what their makeup is. I've been in their homes. I know their families. I know all of their backstories, all their dirt that nobody else in the NFL knows. I know who can handle stuff, who can't, and that it just gave them this tremendous advantage that kind of got maxed out, I guess. Like, when he gets to the end of that 5 years and he's gone, like, we don't know. He went to Miami. He didn't draft nearly the same. And it was something where that intensity and everything else he had, it's like all that Belichick advantage, plus he knew all of the players coming out. And that gave him just a ridiculous advantage.
Sports Buckaroo on Twitter said, why watch someone bragging about 3 decades of failure and no redemption? People have lost the plot. I get it. That was my attitude going in. It's like, okay, we're sitting here, this pathetic. We're basically putting on our starter jackets and remembering the good old days for the 500th time. And that's why I would have liked there when the director came on yesterday and said it's 80-20, 80% passed. I was hoping for, like, my dream would have been like 60-40, so I can see how they're operating today and how we can go ahead and use that to explain the drought. But I'm just, you know, it takes me back to just being a sports geek. Like, I loved Sports Century and the storytelling of it. And that is why people are raving and comparing it and even saying it's better than The Last Dance. Yes, it may make you even more bitter that you're not getting any of this over the past 30 years. So I understand.
Yeah, and I think that everybody on the fan text who's weighed in so far who's watched it, just about everybody who said they had a reservation or they weren't looking forward to see it, it's been good. And that's the thing. It's if you're just a fan of really well told stories, yeah, about sports, it's really good. It is, like, I mean, these guys have done so many of these different films at this point. They know how to tell the story, and it is a fascinating story to be told.
All right, I will end this by making you the bad guy. It was it was Choppy last week defending Jerry.
He's
saying,
so funny.
His only problem, his only real problem is not going with a first-round quarterback. That's Jerry's only real problem, which sent the fan text into a tizzy. You were loving Jerry a little bit last night.
Yeah, or I should be... Here's the context. I don't...
Hey, man.
This is through the first two episodes.
Yeah, through the first two episodes. When you see it all laid out, and he's referenced these stories all the time. When you hear it, it's like, yeah, we know. We've heard it. You gambled. You did this. You did that. When it's cut up and interspliced with all of the reaction and all the intense scrutiny that they were under, and you really, like I said, sitting up there on World News Tonight with Sam Donaldson having
Jones,
zero respect for you.
Got a funny way of showing it, Jones. Like, screw you, Sam. Yeah,
absolutely.
I got a funny way of showing your toupee.
zero respect. Like, you could tell, like, Sam Donaldson thought, you're a moron.
Yes.
And I'm talking to a moron right now.
Yes.
And all of that built in to then weather it and become as successful an organization as they are as a business, and then also winning three Super Bowls, I understand how that could give somebody a forever middle finger to you don't get to question me. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand it helps, I think, understand the perspective a little bit more of, if I was in his shoes, I might have a little bit of a chip on my shoulder too, of just like, you're not going to tell me anything.
Well, you know, I think back to our blow up with him,
mm-hmm.
and his basic main energy was, you think that I'm worried and you think that I am being affected by getting killed over not signing Derrick Henry. You have no idea what I went through and what I've survived. Mm-hmm. And when you do watch all of this and the beginning of it, it is nothing, absolutely nothing compared. I mean, it's Nico. It's Nico for Landry. It's Nico for immediately saying that you are the general manager. It's Nico. Again, multiply the magnitude, the heat, the hatred of Nico Harrison after Luka for those subjects I just named. And then you add in Jimmy gone after two Super Bowls, being from Arkansas. Like, he went through it four times. At least. He went through it four times. And then the stress of the finances. That's why Jerry, you know, it's an all-time resilient story. The problem is he just hangs on to it 30 years later,
yeah,
with that same energy to not question what he does 30 years later with nothing close to a Super Bowl.
Because I think
does that make sense?
Yeah, and that last part you mentioned,
he's like,
there,
I survived this. You know, it's like if you go through a cancer scare, right? And it's like, I came back from cancer three times. You think that this is going to affect me? You think you can get to me after what I went through dealing with all that? That's a health thing.
Yeah, no, but it was all that Nico stuff, but then that last aspect you just mentioned there, it wasn't just like tight finances. He was literally putting the financial future of his lineage on the line, like with the, like his children and his grandchildren was on the line if this blew up.
Yeah. Oh, and then the advertising stuff, you know, getting sued for $300 million, you could just lose the team, challenging the entire league and all those owners. You'll see that later on.
And so that aspect of all the Nico, so like I said, does Jerry handle everything right? No. There's a lot that Jerry needs to change. I think Jerry's biggest mishandling occurred from 1994 till about 2013, though. Like, I do think since 2014, a lot of it has, and McLean Way referenced it yesterday, the director of this documentary, that Jerry today is somebody who, he makes the decision. Yeah, buck stops with him, but he does generally take in all the counsel that people are giving him. So, like, the brain trust that is there is a lot of times guiding him on what's going to happen here. So, like, again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it gave me, I had a better understanding for, I see how somebody could get to such a, going through all that, I could see how it'd be like, you've challenged me before in much more serious circumstances and you were wrong and I was right.
Yeah.
And you're not going to tell me I'm wrong. I can see how somebody would get that sort of confidence to just say, I'm not going to bow to anybody's pressure on anything, because if I did that, we wouldn't have won.
More recapping of the Gambler Netflix series throughout the show and tomorrow here on Sean and Bobby. Choppy out for the rest of the week on vacation. All right, we've talked plenty about the Cowboys. Micah Parsons, Adam Schefter is repeating that divorce seems imminent right now. That's the update on that. But what about the rest of the National Football League. Super Bowl or unemployment for Kyle Shanahan. Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson are going to have the Commanders struggle. That's just part of the questions for overreactions or not on the rest of the NFL after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.